everyday person who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week!
Special shout out, Nath, to old Matthew David, MP3, who whips our cows together. He's an absolute legend.
Oh, he's a weapon. He's a star, isn't he?
He's so good.
Yeah.
We don't do much, really.
And we do nothing.
It's all the callers who call the show.
Mm.
They're great. They're making laughs and doing whatever. And then he puts it all together. You know, we just put our feet up.
It's MP3. He's the voice that you hear. The voice that you hear singing. The voice that you hear narrating the entire week.
I'd say he's funnier than us.
Oh, easily.
He might replace us next year.
What? No, we're getting rid of him.
Stop singing his praises. May I present this week's nominees.
Jimmy and Nate started the week talking about who each of them used to have a crush on. You know, before they had a crush on each other.
Adelaide Davis was my first crush in primary school.
Adelaide Davis. He loved Adelaide Davis.
But there's been a development. 2 days ago, Adelaide Davis added me on Instagram.
Oh, this is huge.
Out of nowhere.
Now, I don't know if she's heard this.
We're sitting at home on the couch watching TV, and Nathan goes, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
And then I realise Adelaide Davis.
From Granton. Who was your first crush?
His name was Timmy Clark.
Timmy Clark, that's a cute name.
How old were you, Tash?
Probably prep or grade one, I think.
Prep or grade one. And are you still in contact with Timmy Clark?
No, only Facebook friends.
Only Facebook friends. When's the last time you've kind of had an interaction with Timmy Clark, Tash?
Oh, probably years ago, because we moved up to Launceston when I was in grade three, so it's been a while.
Okay. Are you single, Tasha?
No, married.
And you're happy with your decision? Your Tim Clark wasn't the one that got away?
No. He's...
Sounds like you're unhappy with the decision, Tasha.
Is Tim Clark married, Tasha?
No, he's got a partner with some kids as well, so no, everyone's happy, I think.
That's good. You know what I mean?
You never know what'll happen in life.
Named Brad thought it would be rad to win Alpha Bucks. Get it? Because be rad spells Brad.
sorry, that was a really Brad joke. Brad from Gilston Bay, are you ready? Brad, give me something you eat starting with W.
Yeah, let's just fast forward this part.
Brad, you've won $1,000, it's been an aura! Well done, buddy. Congratulations.
Very good.
I honestly can't believe it. $1,000. Brad, first drink. What are you going to go with? $1,000.
See you soon, Dry.
You got $1,000 and that's what you go with?
All I do is drink cheap drinks no matter what. I'll drink CC and try with the $1,000 I got.
After that, Jimmy and Nath looked at parenting styles.
There's always the disciplinarian, and then there's always the fun parent who's a little bit loose, a little bit lackadaisical with looking after the kids, isn't
it? Yeah.
When you're great.
100%.
Tam from Claremont. Tam, are you a parent?
I am a parent to 2 children.
Okay. And now, are you the fun parent? Or are you the disciplinarian?
I'm the disciplinarian.
Okay.
But I want to say about my parents. Mm. My dad was the fun one. I can remember we'd go to the Hugh and Show when we were old enough to go out on our own, and you'd get your money at the start of the day, and mum would be like, now that's it. Once you spent your money, you spent it. But you could always go and find dad in the beer tent and be sure to get another lobster or two.
Now,
and he'd go, here you go, here you go, but don't tell your mother, don't tell your mother.
Tim, is that because your dad was a fun parent or he just had a few beers under the belt?
I'd say both.
All dad does is drink, 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 no matter what.
Now, you've already done this song.
Yeah, well, you're the one having a conversation with yourself.
Am not.
R2.
Is this going anywhere? I mean, this is eating up on Jimmy and Nate's showtime. Who?
I hate it when Maddie and Maddie fight.
Well done, MP3. He's very, very good. And what a week of callers, Jim. Yeah.
Matt, it is the Jimmy, Nathan, Maddie show right now. Shout out to MP3. What a weapon. Nathan, quickly, just before I do award this week's cow, I just want to let you know, Tash, we just had her on there, and her crush, Timmy Clark.
Yeah.
He messaged us on Instagram.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. And he said, fellas, I just want to let you know, it's a good feeling when you're driving in your car and someone calls up to say you were their first crush. There he goes. But no, he's spoken for them.
Oh, it's all done. All right.
Well, as I said when we spoke to Tash, you never know what happens.
Life's
a fun game, isn't it?
He was driving the car and he went, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, mate. Reignite the flame. Yeah. Who knows?
They're both good partners. The Kennedy One Cow, though. And this week's winner is Tam from Claremont.
Tam, welcome. Congrats.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Tam. Obviously, you spoke about your father being a good parent, giving you pineapples when he shouldn't have been giving you $50 so you could spend it at the show.
Absolutely.
Oh, sensational.
Tam, how much do you think he gave you over the years at the show?
Oh, would it be hundreds? Yeah, loads. I hope Mum's not listening.
So you've never spoken to Mum about this?
Oh, she does know. Yeah, okay. She's pretty switched on.
Yeah, she'd know because that was the money for the cab to get home. Yeah,
exactly.
He had to call his wife and go, "Babe, pick me up. I gave all our money to our daughter for show bags."
Tam, you're now part of a very exclusive club. You're our 42nd call, 42nd caller of the week, which means you're going to score yourself an exclusive pair of Jimmy and Nath custom-made budgie smugglers or smugglets. What would you like, the smugglers or the smugglets?
Oh, the smugglets for sure.
They are all yours, Tam. Congratulations. Merry Christmas. What a Christmas present.
Oh,
you can wear them. Amazing. Wear them for the kids over Christmas, which would be nice.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, on those three warm days we have here in Hobart for summer.
Yes. Tam, there is one last duty that you have as a caller of the week, as a cow, and that is to moo us out. Are you comfortable doing so?
Oh, look, I've got the kids in bed next to me, so we might put it on speaker and all moo together.
Oh, that would be perfect, Tam. Whenever you're ready, it's over to you. Our 42nd call of the week. Moo us out, Tam. Oh, you even faded yourself out.
Jimmy and Nath.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.